This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, folks, and welcome. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a pleasure each and every week to be with you here on Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network, syndicated network, and Auto World's syndication. Fantastic to have you here. Of course, as I'm always saying, I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza, and this week I had to actually run. I ran down to the race car studio. Usually I'm in the greasy garage studio, and this week I'm sitting in the cockpit here in my race car chair in the race car studio. I've got a little bit of NASCAR. I got a little bit of Indy car around me. I got a little bit of sprint car around me. See, what that is all the automobilia things I've collected over the years, the plaques, the pictures, the signed autographs, the signed pictures. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Some people might say I'm a hoarder. Yes, I am. Automobile, you goodies. Absolutely. Well, welcome to the second hour of Auto World. I'm glad you could join us sitting back in your favorite chair. No mask needed. I'm glad you and your family and everybody's healthy. Here on Auto World, I hopefully want to know if your Auto World's been doing good. Our Auto World has been doing awesome, because the reason it's been doing awesome is because it's a gift today to me and to you that we have two brothers with us live from their man cave. And these gentlemen, their name, both of them, JC and Kerry Agajanian, they've been a family that's been together and been basically wrapped up into the Indianapolis 500 and a lot of more racing. They got stories that we're going to share with you for this whole entire hour. And with that said, I want to go to the brothers that have, well, there's so much history. I have so many. I got 14 pages of questions to ask. I want to go. Let's go right now to their man cave there, Indianapolis 500 man cave. How are you two doing, JC and Kerry? Good to have you along. Thank you.
Go ahead, Kerry. Yep, I'm pleasure. On too, Mark. That was my brother JC, and this is Kerry.
Hi, Kerry. Hey, I appreciate you two being here. This is like Christmas for me, having both of you along on Auto World Live. And first I want to talk about, well, we're going to talk about that special number 98, but Kerry, you are you still an attorney?
Yes, sure. I've been practicing for many years out here in California, but the main thing that I did from my practice was I started a management company as well to manage drivers and that type of thing. So I still practice law and do some management, but when I represented actually Jeff Gordon, and then the next big client was Tony Stewart. And by the way, the tie-in, I represented John Andretti as well. But with Stewart, and as he retired, I didn't have to be as busy putting out fires, as you can imagine.
Oh yeah,
with Tony. So I'm doing more law than management now.
Okay, and then you two are brothers, of course. Now, you have any more siblings at all, brothers or more sisters or?
Yeah, our brother Chris Agajanian is one of the three, and we have an elder sister, Joan Agajanian Quinn. So four kids in our family, and JC and Faye were our mom and dad.
And JC, your dad really did start from way, way back when. I understand something to do with pig farming?
Well, yeah, that was one of the early things. You see, the Armenian family was in refuse removal, and so we not only had refuse removal back in those days, but we also had garbage pickup. Soon after, there were garbage disposals, and that wasn't needed anymore, but we had city contracts, and so we would take the garbage up to the hog ranch up in Newhall, California, and feed the hogs and sell the hogs to the Navy. And it was during the wartime back then. So, yes, we've been in a variety of businesses. And then we also not only were in the rubbish business, but we also had automobile racing. And one of the businesses we had was called Ascot Park in Gardena, California. And that was a national racetrack. And Kerry was there on the ground floor making sure that my dad, J.C., did everything correctly and kept us all out of trouble. So we've been involved in racing, and Kerry, Dad goes back to early in or late in the 40s back at Indianapolis. Isn't that true?
Yeah, Mark. The first year that my dad entered a car in the Indy 500 was 1948, and it had just reopened after the war because it was closed several years during World War II. And so he took a car back there in 1948, and that was the first time that a number 98 had been on the racetrack. And on that car was a little pig, because that was one of the family businesses, was hog ranching, or hog pig farms, as you said. And that's what financed the race car. And everybody wonders, why would you ever put a pig on a car? And my dad would say, well, that's where the money came from to bring that car to the racetrack. And so he always honored that business. So that's and there was today in 2020 there was a little pig on the number 98 today that Marco Andretti was driving.
Absolutely, and that's what. Thank you for sharing that. And now Marco was the pole sitter this year, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he did it.
He had the fastest speed, and it's actually the fourth time that a number 98 was on the pole. Way back in 1950, as I said, my dad's first car was 1948, but back in 1950, a fellow named Walt Faulkner from the West Coast, who drove midget cars, went there as a rookie in my dad's car in the number 98, and he sat on the pole. And then the next thing that happened, jumping forward a few years, in 1962, a young rookie who you may or may not have heard of, but I think most of your listeners on the Auto World show will surely know, is a fellow named Parnelli Jones. And
oh,
that
yeah.
was 1962, yeah. And in 1963, he was also on the pole and won the race. And then, of course, in 2020, Marco Andretti was in the 98 on the pole as well. So that's four pole winners for the number 98 with a little pig on each one of those cars and the Agutanian name alongside of it.
That's some great history. And, you know, Parnelli, I actually interviewed at SEMA in Las Vegas here some years back. And it was a great interview, and we've been in touch ever since, you know.
Yeah, both my brothers and I just spoke with Parnelli the other day to wish him a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was home and doing fine. He lives out here in Southern California as well. But to take him back there... you know, it's an interesting story. He was driving what we used to call jalopies in just a young man, 17, 18 years old here in Southern California, but they were just kind of junk stock car type of race cars. And my dad was promoting the races and saw how special a driver he was. And he sat down with Parnelli and he said, "You keep progressing as you are, and one day I'll take you to Indy." And a few years later, that's exactly what they did. Sat on the pole and won the race in 1963. And I was on the pit crew, and my brothers Jay and Chris were there too. And we celebrated that. It was a great, great victory with the 98.
That's awesome. We're going to take a short break. Kerry and JC Agajarian, I appreciate you enjoying us. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Evel Knievel, your relationship with that man, and, of course, Wild World of Sports, folks. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
What an exciting weekend here for each and every one of us here on Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. This weekend, live, Indianapolis 500, and today, live, right here, right now, I'll get Christmas early for each and every one of you and for me. We have live with us from the Agajarian Man Cave, JC and Kerry Agajarian. Thank you for being with us on that little short break. We were just talking about, Alex and I, we were talking about speed and horsepower and what did happen. I was doing Auto World Radio here. Tell us a little bit about, well, first off, should we go ahead and let you two spill the beans on who won the race? Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead, JC.
Well, you know what? Kerry is directly involved with the number 98 car, the car that was on the pole this year back at Indianapolis. And Kerry really set up the deal with the team and so on. And Kerry, why don't you start off by telling how we got involved with Brian Herta and Marco and the Andretti group? It's an interesting story how we got involved with that crew.
Yes, for sure. Over the years, and we've, as I said, we've had a car there since 1948, but a few years back, I actually represented Brian Herta when he was the driver, and as he moved into car ownership, team ownership, he and I and Mike Kerb, who's a record producer, country music producer in Nashville, Tennessee, and a long, long time friend of our families, we made an agreement with Brian Herta to help sponsor his car, and so in 2011, and of course a little bit ago I told you that we had winners with Parnelli Jones in 1963. And in 1952, Troy Ruttman won the race as the youngest winner at 22 years old. So those were the first two wins of our family's adventure back in Indianapolis. But in 2011, Brian Herta and Kerb Agajanian got together with Brian, and we put Dan Weldon in the car, and he won the 2011 race, which was actually the 100th year of the Indy 500 because it started in 1911. So it was a momentous win. And then in 2016, we then, with Brian Herta, made an agreement with the Andretti Motorsports, the Andretti folks who from Mario on down have been close friends of the Agajanian family, and we hired Alexander Rossi, and lo and behold, and a lot of people remember that, he was running out of gas and got to the checkered flag in 2016, and that ended up as the 100th race. There was a gap because of race, some races weren't run during World War II, so the 98 won way back in 1952 and with Troy Ruttman, 1963 with Parnelli Jones, 2011 with Dan Weldon, the 100th year, and 2016 with Alexander Rossi, which was the 100th race, really the anniversary of the Indy 500. And so we've had four number 98s, all of them with an association with the Agajanian family, and we started on the pole today and had great expectations. Ended up 13th. They just missed the setup a little bit. Maybe had too much downforce. Whatever it might have been, it was a great race. I'm not sure if your listeners have already heard the race and know it, so I don't know if you want us to give away what happened.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Please
you
do, Kerry.
Top three?
Yes,
go ahead,
do. Kerry. Please
yeah.
do.
So today, of course, Takuma Sato ended up winning, and it was quite an exciting race, to say the least. And he drives for Bobby Rahal and David Letterman and a fellow named Lanigan. And he was chasing Scott Dixon, but in the top five almost the entire race,
And right toward the end, he got around Scott Dixon, and Dixon made one shot at him, couldn't get by him, and there was about five laps to go, and it looked like Dixon was going to catch him and pass him, because Dixon really had had the fastest car all day long, it appeared. And then Spencer Pigot lost control and hit the attenuator, the entrance to pit lane. He is fine, but it was a horrendous crash, and so badly it tore up the safety barriers that they actually decided, with just a couple of laps to go, to finish under yellow. So Takuma Sato won his second race. Scott Dixon was second, and Graham Rahal was chasing him right to the end, and we were pulling for Graham Rahal too. He's a great friend of ours, but actually Sato is the Rahal team, and so Bobby Rahal's team and David Letterman ended up first and third. Scott Dixon ended up second, right on Takuma Sato's tail, but it wasn't to be for Dixon, even though he had a tremendously fast car. And the number 98 ended up 13th, but we'll be back next year and try for that fifth win for a number 98.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kerry. And, you know, that I couldn't have done any better. It's like we're trackside. Thank you. You know, and you, both you, too, I'm sure of, well, now next year we're probably all going to be there. You know, this COVID's going to be over with. We're all going to be healthy. We're going to be there, and we're going to be drinking the milk, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah. So we've been, of course, as I say, there's been an Agajanian at the racetrack, one way or the other, whether it's my dad or me or my brothers, JC and Chris, or our family and our children. But there has been an Agajanian at that track every single year since 1948. I started going in 1959, and this is the first time that we all sat home in our man caves and watched the race, because really, it was probably the safest thing to do, and that's what they really wanted, was to significantly cut back on any type of visitors or spectators.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So this is the first time since 1948, which is what, 70 some years, I guess, of an Agajanian being at the racetrack. But there's always been a number 98 ever since then, always entered at the in the fight.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk that 98 and Evel Knievel, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high gear now.
It takes high gear to win that race, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Here today at Indianapolis 500, Roger Penske said the magic words. Start those engines. Who's Roger Penske? Well, we could actually, let's just ask our guests here today. Special treat today here on Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. And today, what a special gift to have the brothers on with us. You guys are great. I appreciate it. Sitting in your man cave for us. The very first time since what you've been together, for the very first time watching the Indianapolis 500. This is the very first time, right?
This is like the old days when we were youngsters. Because we've always been back at the racetrack for the race. So, yes, this is the first time we've watched it on TV together in many years.
So, were you elbowing each other? Do you, each one of you have a favorite car besides your own?
We do. And, in fact, Brother Kerry has been involved in putting so many deals together, handling the advertisers, making agreements with the different teams. I know A.J. Foyt is one of Kerry's favorites, and just he's been doing this over because he's an attorney. But one of the things that J.C. used to like to do, he was involved very much in trying to bring a rookie back to Indianapolis. He wanted to be a race driver himself, and his dad was not wild about the idea. And just a quick story about my grandfather and my dad. My dad went and bought a jalopy, kind of a junker, put it in the garage, and started working on it. And he was looking to be a race car driver. And my grandfather came home and said, "What's that in the garage, JC?" And my dad said, "Well, Dad, it's a race car. I'm going to be a race car driver, Dad." And my grandfather looked at him and nodded, and he was a very old country Armenian gentleman.
Yeah.
And he looked
uh-huh.
at my dad and nodded his head and looked at the garage, and he looked back at my dad. He said, oh, you want to be a race driver, do you? Well, then you have three things you need to do. One of them is to go in the house and go into your bedroom and pack your bags. The second thing you need to do is to go into your mom's room and kiss her goodbye.
Now, she was in the kitchen, Jake.
Oh, she was in the kitchen.
She was cooking dinner for her son, 18-year-old son.
Of course she was. Thank you, Carrie. And my grandfather said, the next thing you need to do as you leave the house is change your name. Now, that's a big deal in the Armenian family, because if you change your name, your cousins on the street won't say hi to you. You're out. So my dad said, now, wait, whoa, slow down, Dad. What do you mean? He said, I don't want one of my sons to be a race car driver. You can be a businessman and so on. But if you promise me not to drive that car, I'll help you with the parts. Because he appreciated his son learning about automotive. So my dad said, okay, Dad, but I could stay home. And my grandfather said, you could stay home if you promise me not to drive that race car. And that's how my father started out. He wanted to be a race driver. And that's why he was able to find young race drivers and take them back to Indianapolis. Isn't that true, Kerr?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point. He found another way to stay involved in racing. He wasn't a race driver, but my grandfather said, I'll continue to sponsor and support you financially as you get started. You go out and hire a young driver. But I don't want my son to drive a car. In those days,
yeah,
racing was extremely dangerous. That's back in the 19... That story that Jay just told you was back in 1932, 1931. So very dangerous then. But
No safety barriers.
It still is. But anyway, that's how it all started.
Did you two ever race in a car?
You're not supposed to ask that, first of all.
None of us, none of us did, because we all heard the same story from our dad as the story that our dad heard from his father. Meaning, if you want to drive, you have to move out and change your name, because I don't want you to go out and get hurt. So that's been the mindset. The Agajanian family's always been really from the business side, promoting races, sponsoring race cars, owning cars, running race tracks, and all the rest of it. And that's, so we've always worked from the business side in all aspects, whether it's the legal business or whether it's on the business side.
And you know, Kerry, one of the reasons that JC was so adamant about not having one of his three sons drive is because he had lost so many dear friends in racing over those early years. It was so dangerous, and he didn't want his kids. He said, I want you guys going to school. You can all go to the University of Southern California, and you can graduate, and you can be businessmen, but I don't want you sitting in a race car. And we all agreed and listened to our father, and we're here to talk to you, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the whole thing is, the safety. And I'm the same way with my kids and grandkids. My grandkids, I was sharing the first hour, I've got three grandkids and one on the way, and so what did Dad buy him here? I'm a car guy. I've got oil in my veins, and I'm going to be faced with that same thing, but I bought him a little electric 6-volt battery cars. a 6-month-old has a Mini Cooper electric car. So, and I'm going to be saying the same thing, because I you definitely want him around. You know, it's a dangerous sport, very dangerous sport. And a lot of people, though, you two ask me all the time, constantly, not only the cost, but they want to know what's the winnings of an Indianapolis 500 car when they go across the finish line. And you know what I say to them? I don't know, but I do know that the endorsement word, talk about business side, that's huge, isn't it?
Yes. Well, there's no question about it. And Indianapolis is the really big jackpot of all racing. The winner today will, and it hasn't been announced yet, but will take home in the range of $2 million. So that's a pretty good payday for Takuma Sato. And then normally last place, 33rd, will take home somewhere around 250 to 300,000, maybe upwards of $400,000. So it's a good payday, but it's the pinnacle of racing too, and so people don't take that much home every weekend, that's for sure.
Well, no, because of the cost, of course, huh, Kerry?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, the tires alone, you know, the engines, they don't change oil, they just replace the engine, right?
Right, exactly.
it's huge money, but the endorsements later with the sponsors, I really do believe, I mean, if you win the Indianapolis 500, he is going to be, the winner is going to be on every TV and radio and magazine ad there is, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, JC, you've got some experience in radio and TV, huh? You were kind of in charge with promotions, weren't you, for the family?
Well, I worked with Brother Kerry, and yes, I did the commercials, the voiceover for Ascot for many years, and I invited people to come out to Ascot in Gardena, where the harbor, the San Diego and the 91 freeways explode. And I would tag our commercials with that so they'd know where the freeways were in Los Angeles and where the racetrack was located. And yeah, we did that for many, many years.
So the wide world of sports, you're involved there back in the day with, the name I know is, of course, Howard Cosell, but there's another name there. What's that big, his first name was Chris.
Yeah,
sure, that
Chris Economaki.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mark, let me interject. When you mentioned wide world of sports, the first time there was a jumper on the wide world of sports was a young man named Evel Knievel, and his first jump that was ever really telecast or brought to the attention of the public was at Ascot, promoted by our dad, and I think Jay can tell you a little story about Evel Knievel if your listeners would want to hear that.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
If you got a second, Mark, I'd be happy to tell you about that. And
we're going to take a short break.
He started wanting to be an AMA motorcycle rider. And Kerry, he raced
JC, hang on. Just...
And you were the guy that paid the riders when they came to the back window. Did you talk to Evel?
Yes, and his name wasn't Evel.
Hang on, just one. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
More of Evel Knievel and the brothers. Hagajarian Brothers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, we've been taking you behind closed doors from the Indianapolis Speedway. Not there live, but we are live in the, well, the brothers, we call it the Indianapolis Man Cave. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being with us, folks. It's always a gift to have you along with me here. I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza down the hall. I had to run. I was so excited to get to the Raceway studio. Because why? Well, because the Indianapolis 500 was today and live, of course. With us is our special guest on the Indianapolis Raceway phone line, J.C. Well, wait a minute. I better say Kerry this time so I don't get in trouble with him. Kerry and J.C. Hagerdanian. Hey, appreciate you two. We were talking about your relationship with the man who liked to jump about everything, Evel Knievel.
Yeah. I'll open up real quickly, and I know my brother J.C. has a good some good stories about Evel as well, but Evel Knievel, whose name was Robert Craig Knievel, raced motorcycles at Ascot. And this was when he was a young man, before anybody had ever heard of what you'd call, when we started calling him Evel Knievel. But he would race motorcycles and finish last in almost every race in the lowest level of races at Ascot on a dirt track. And he would actually, when he came into the office, I was in charge of paying the drivers or the riders, and I'd give him maybe a $5 bill because that's as much as you won when you finished in last place. And so he'd take it, and I'd say, "Thanks, Bob. See you next week." And we called him Bob because that was his real name. And he'd leave, and then after a year or so of that, he came to my dad with a proposition, and I'll let Jay pick it up from there.
Well, that's exactly right, Kerry. After he made so little money racing professionally, he had to figure out something to do, and he left from Ascot and drove back to Butte, Montana, where he enjoyed bending his elbow with a beer in it occasionally. He enjoyed drinking and getting in trouble in a small town. He'd ride his motorcycle up and down the streets, and he'd do wheelies, and actually I heard stories about him riding over the top of cars, not jumping them yet, but riding over cars. So
one night he had gotten in a lot of trouble, had been celebrating an awful lot, and he found himself in jail. The captain looked at his register and said, who do we have tonight visiting? Because they put them behind bars in that city. And in Butte, he looked down at the registry and it said it was a Knievel and a Knievel. And he said, how do you like that? We have evil Knievel and awful Knievel in my jail tonight. And it stuck. Now, Evil knew he needed to get out of Butte, Montana. And he also knew from having raced it at Ascot and having ridden for J.C. Agajanian, he knew that that's where he needed to be on national TV, or he was never going to get out of Butte. And his idea of jumping those cars that he used to just do wheelies over was how he figured he was going to do it. He was the first real daredevil to jump cars. So he called J.C. and said, you know, you need me out at your racetrack on the national championship. And my dad said, well, I don't know that I need you. I do quite well with ABC. They pay me very well for the TV rights. He said, well, let me come and meet with you. He drove all the way out to Gardena, California, and he went into the office, met with my dad, and he said, here's what I'll do, Aggie. You say that you don't really need me, but I believe that I'm going to draw more people than you realize. And he says, well, how do I pay you? And Evil said, I'll tell you what. Give me $2 a head over what you had last year. And you'll know if more people came, it was because of me. So J.C. said, well, that sounds like a fair deal. And that was the agreement. They had the race. It was a great national championship. It was a really well-attended event. And they actually made more money than they had in the past. And they also advertised Evil on TV. And this is going to be a daredevil jumper. And he's going to be jumping at Ascot. So Terry, my brother, ran the offices. He ran all of the sales of tickets and all that, and he called up to the office, from his office, he called up to the press box, and J.C. said, well, what do we owe Knievel? And Terry mentioned a figure that was a little under $2,000, around $1,850 or something, and He said, we did real well, Dad. And so my dad said, tell you what, round it off to $2,000, put it in an envelope, send it up to the press box. Terry did that, and the next day, J.C. was in his office with an envelope Terry had given him in his breast pocket, and Knievel comes in, and J.C.'s on the phone with Indianapolis. He's setting up his next race with USAC, United States Auto Club, and Knievel, his secretary, Mr. Knievel's here, and he just points at the seat, and Evil sits across the desk from my dad. As he's talking with USAC, my dad reaches into his breast pocket and throws the envelope Terry gave him across the desk, and Evil picks it up, looks through it, counts the money, puts the money back into the envelope, and throws it back across the desk at my dad. And my dad said, we're going to have to finish up with this USAC promotion I have in mind. I have a little problem here in my office. So J.C. hung up the phone, looked at Knievel sternly, and said, what's the problem, Evil? And he looked back at my dad and said, you know what, Aggie? You've overpaid me. And J.C. said, first of all, how do you know that I overpaid you? How do you know how many people were at the racetrack? You haven't seen my books yet, and I give an honest account. You haven't seen any of that. He said, Aggie, I had a guy at each one of the gates. They counted the people that came in, and I know you overcharged me. I mean, you overpaid me. And J.C. sat back and smiled and laughed and said, listen, Evil, you're going to find out that as a promoter, when I do well, the people that work for me do well. You did a great job, and I didn't overpay you. I told my son, Kerry Agajanian, to please round it up. And he said, you know what, Aggie? You're the first promoter that's ever done that, and I'm not going to ride or jump for any other promoter now. Anything I do in the United States, I want you to be the promoter. And that's how the long-time relationship, Kerry, it really was, including the Los Angeles Coliseum and the 50-car jump and all the and the new car demolition derby, all of that started, of course, in my dad's office. And that's how Knievel became so close with our family.
So the other part of that is that what happened was Evil looked at me later and said, that's the last time that I'm ever going to race at your racetrack again and get $5. He said, I'm becoming a professional daredevil And he was got that exposure on Wide World of Sports back in the late 60s, and that's how it happened. And he then my dad promoted many of his jumps, and eventually, as a gift to my dad, and Jay still carries it, is a gold nugget. Go ahead, Jay. No. Tell him what you have.
Okay, yeah. It's a gold nugget, and it's a large gold chain, the kind when you used to wear a vest. It would be the two pockets in vest, the chain in your vest, and the chain would go across. And on the other side of the chain, there was a gold emblem, and on it was written, to J.C. Agajanian, your word is as good as gold. And there was a gold nugget on that particular keychain, and it was the size of your thumb. So it was a wonderful gift from Evil. But more importantly than the gold that was involved, his comment to J.C. Agajanian that your word is as good as gold was more than you could possibly have.
Absolutely. That is you can't say any more than that. You know, that's what my motto is that I live behind. In fact, Evel Knievel did come about 2.5 hours away from me. Remember the Twin Falls jump over the... Were you two here at the time in Idaho?
No, we watched that on TV.
Didn't we promote the closed circuit on that?
It was closed circuit throughout Southern California, and... So we were working on that on that day down here. We didn't come up for that.
And Caesar's Palace, he jumped. Were you involved there?
That was, of course, promoted by Caesar's, so that wasn't our promotion.
Okay.
But again, all of those were telecast, some of them by us and our promotion.
Yeah, and I on my Instagram page, you two, I did a little teaser. I have a picture of your name, of course, on the Evel Knievel race car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Evel actually was the sponsor on an Indy car that our dad owned, and Evel came back there and was with another famous name, Gary Bettenhausen drove the car, and it was the number 98, and it was the Evel Knievel special owned by J.C. Agajanian.
And it was painted, Mark, like his leathers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The car was painted like his leathers. It was white with blue blue stripes and stars in it. It was just a beautiful race car.
I want to thank both of you for being with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform. Life.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.